Welcome and come on into the journaling room. Whether you're a seasoned writer or just staring at a blank page for the first time, the journaling room is here to meet you where you are. Let's discover together how journaling can unlock clarity, healing, and a deeper connection to your story. Let's get started. Hey friends, welcome back to the Journaling Room podcast, the space where today we are going to talk about all things journaling, growth, and showing up even when it's scary. I'm Kendall, and today we're diving into a topic that I have a hunch many of us face. How do you keep moving forward on a big project or goal when you're scared? You know this is you if even when I say that question, you feel a little response in your body. What is your big goal or project that has you stuck in fear? What is it that you know God has placed a desire on your heart to do, but you haven't taken any action on it yet? I know this struggle so well because I've been there many times lately. Starting this podcast, scary. Launching my coaching practice, equally scary. Signing up for a master level certification coaching program, I thought I actually might pass out. For a while, like almost 9 years, I just hadn't really done anything scary. My life was full, joyful, and had purpose, but I wasn't growing or stretching myself as much as I knew God wanted me to, or as much as I was even capable of. But once I started doing things scary, I realized something powerful. When I did things scared, there was a muscle that I strengthened. And journaling was one of the best tools that helped me move through my fears. Specifically, that gut-wrenching, stomach-churning, what if I fail kind of fear that shows up when you're about to start a big project. Maybe you're launching a business, writing a book, going after a degree, starting a workout routine, changing the way you eat, or I don't know, starting a podcast when you have no idea what you're doing. Been there. If you've ever thought, I can't do this, who do I think I am? What if I mess it all up? Then friend, you're in the right place because today we're going to talk about journaling through those big, scary moments so that fear doesn't stop you from showing up. Today, I'm going to share 4 journaling strategies that will help you keep going even when your big goal or project feels overwhelming. So grab your journal, a cozy drink maybe, and let's dive in. Fear is a funny thing, right? It doesn't show up when we're binge watching Netflix or scrolling social media necessarily. It shows up when we're about to step outside our comfort zone, when we're about to grow. I remember when I first got the idea to start this podcast, I had so many doubts. What if no one listens? What if I run out of things to say? What if my voice sounds weird? I think everyone hates the sound of their voice at first. And then when I launched my coaching practice, oh my word, the fears were there too. What if no one signs up? What if I'm not good enough to coach people? What if I completely flop? And let's not even talk about going for a master certification. I was convinced I wouldn't measure up. I'd be the least experienced in the room, and that was a fact I couldn't argue. Thank you so much to my coach who lovingly coached me through that. But here's the thing. I'm doing all those things anyway, and I'm still scared sometimes. So if you're in that place right now where you're staring at the first big step of a big goal that feels overwhelming, I want you to know fear is normal. It's an indicator that what you're doing is important. The key is to not letting the fear paralyze you, and that's where journaling comes in. So let's talk about how you could use journaling to move through fear and take action on your big project. The first point I want to make is, what if you were to journal your worst case scenario and then flip it? Fear loves to exaggerate. It tells us that one mistake is going to ruin everything, that everyone is secretly waiting for you to fail. They're not. That you should probably just stay safe and not even try. So what if we called fear's bluff? In your journal, try this. Write down the absolute worst thing that could happen if you start your project and fail. Now flip it and write the best possible outcome. And lastly, write the most realistic outcome. For an example, when I started this podcast, my worst case scenario looked like this. No one listens. My audio is terrible. I embarrass myself. My best case scenario, people love it. It helps someone. I find my groove. And the most realistic scenario, some people will listen. I'll get better over time. I'll figure it out as I go. Do you see how fear loses its power when you put it on paper? I love these verses, y'all, from 2 Timothy chapter 1. This is verses 6 through 10. For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid or fearful, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. So do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord or of me, his prisoner. Rather, join with me in suffering for the gospel by the power of God. He has saved us and called us to a holy life, not because of anything we have done, but because of his own purpose and grace. This grace was given us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of time, but it has now been revealed through the appearing of our Savior, Christ Jesus, who has destroyed death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. So our fear is not from God. Our ability to take action, to learn, to grow, that is from him. Paul, the writer of those verses, reminds us to fan into flame the gift of God which is in us. The gift is the testimony of what God has done and is doing and will do in our lives. When we show up scared and do things anyway, that honors Jesus and what he's doing in our lives. Here's a second way that I think we can all be helped as we journal through our fear. What if you wrote a letter to your fear and then talked back to it? This is one of my favorite journaling exercises. You write a letter from your fear and then you respond. So here's an example. If fear was saying, "Hey, I just am coming up because I want to remind you that you're not really qualified for this coaching thing. What if your clients don't get results? What if you're wasting your time and their time?" And then I write back almost in dialogue form. So I would write back, "Oh, hey, fear, thanks for your input, but I actually am qualified. I've been training, learning, and growing. And even if I'm not perfect, I can still help people. So thanks, but no thanks, but I'm moving forward." It sounds silly, but trust me, it works. It helps you to see fear as something separate from yourself, not something that controls you. Having a dialogue with the fear also reminds you that you do not equal fear. Fear is just a feeling moving through your body. And when you personify it and even talk back to it, dare I say, even become friends with it, it doesn't feel as heavy or as paralyzing. Okay, my third idea for you today. I love this one too. Take a picture of yourself doing it scared. I saw this on a post that Annie F. Downs made, and it totally changed the way that I document my fear. She takes a selfie of herself in the moment while she's stepping into something new. And I thought, I need to do that. So now when I do something scared, record a podcast, hit publish on a post, speak in front of a group, I snap a quick picture. Why? Because later when I look back, I can remember my own courage. I can see the moment that past me showed up when it would have been easier to quit. And it makes me so proud. And here's the cool part. Over time, that collection of scared but doing it anyway photos builds confidence for future me. Because if I did it scared then I can do it scared again. So if you're stepping into a big project, take the picture, capture that moment. You'll thank yourself later. This verse from Deuteronomy 31:8 is a special one to me, and it reminds us that we're not facing these things alone. God is already ahead of us, making a way. Deuteronomy 31:8 says, "The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged." So here's a fresh take for the last idea I have that helps with overcoming fear while journaling through a big project. Create a proof journal that tracks your wins. So when we're in the middle of something big and scary, our brains love to focus on everything that could go wrong. But what if you had proof, written proof, that you are capable, brave, and making progress? That's where the proof journal comes in. Here's how it works. Every time you take a step forward, even a tiny one, write it down. So I recorded my first podcast episode. I sent an email about my coaching business. I signed up for the certification program. I made a meal plan for the week. I ordered the walking vest I want to start using for workouts. I got all of my water in for the day. I reached out to get a question answered. I made the phone call to get an appointment I needed. Then, when you feel stuck, go back and reread your past wins. This is the best part because it reminds you that you've done things hard before and you can do them again. And when you have that evidence, it builds more momentum for continuing to move forward. I did this when I started my coaching practice, and it was a game changer. Every time I felt like, who do I think I am? I could flip back through my journal and see actual proof that I was showing up and doing the work. And listen, God loves reminding us of what he's already done. His scripture is full of admonitions and encouragements to remember who he is. In 1 Psalm 17, David says, "The Lord who rescued me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear will rescue me from the hand of this Philistine." David looked back at how God had been faithful before, and it gave him confidence for what was ahead. So start keeping proof of how the Lord is developing your ability to be brave. Your future self will thank you. So at the end of the day, friends, our fear isn't going anywhere, but that's okay because we don't need to wait until we feel brave to take action. Y'all, I'm still scared each time I record one of these podcasts. I still wince a bit at every photo I put out on Instagram. I get butterflies before leading a group. I breathe and pray and ask for help before every coaching call I get on. All of this is true, and I'm proving that I can do it scared. I want to leave you with this verse from Isaiah 41. "Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." God's got you. So go after that big project. Write the book. Start the business. Launch the podcast. Take the class. Set the alarm and get up to walk. Make the appointment you know you need to make. And when fear shows up, just grab your journal, take that picture, and do it anyway. And if you're taking on a big, scary project, I'd love to hear about it. Send me a message or tag me on social media. I would love to cheer you on. Until next time, happy journaling, and remember, we can do it scared. Talk soon. Thank you so much for spending time with me in the journaling room. I'm so excited to walk this journey with you. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. And if you found this one helpful, I'd love for you to leave a review or share it with a friend who might enjoy it too. To find out more about my one-on-one life coaching practice, you can find me on Instagram and Facebook at Kendall Snyder Coaching. Until next time, remember, your thoughts matter, your story matters. Let's step into it one journal entry at a time. Talk soon.